Hello and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Allen, and today is my last show. Now, Richard, you cued that, the last song, the last dance. No, he doesn't cue that. Oh, well. It is my last show. It's number 226. It's been 4 years and 4 months of every single week, either doing it live or occasionally a replay. We did play, I think, 3 years in a row, my Christmas music special, which I really, really enjoy. All my shows can be found on iTunes and on my website, BruceAllen.com, at the radio show tab. They're all free and commercial free. The reasons behind the show closing are complicated, but it's not unhappy for me. It's a melancholy feeling because I've enjoyed it. I've really enjoyed my guests, and I'm happy to report that we have our regular guests with us today, the regulars that have been with me for the last several years. I've actually only had four guests over the entire four-year period, and three of them have been with me for well over 1 to 3 years, depending on which ones. Pastor Drew Sams has been with me the longest for our spiritual talks. Sherilyn Harley Laban is the shortest, but it's been, I think, well over a year, and she's been great adding a political focus to the show. And finally, Dr. Jennifer Weberman has been with me, I think, 2 years, during which time we lived through some great things in her life. The struggle of pregnancy, getting pregnant, and then giving birth to her beautiful daughter, Serena. So we have all three of our regular guests with us today, and I'm very happy to have some time to reflect on what it's been like to do this show for 4 years. Just getting quickly out some news. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called Son Finds His Passion at Thrively. Now, Thrively.com is a new website. I'm actually working with them. It's a website that's designed for parents that have kids that are not necessarily focused, which is probably 99.9% of most parents and their kids. And it allows the kid to take an assessment test for free, and you can register for free, which I highly suggest. And the assessment test is not just a multiple choice test. It's got a lot more than that. And at the end of it, the kid and the parent or parents get the results, and it often guides the kid towards some interest. And then there's all kinds of places that are suggested where you can go to indulge in those interests, whether it's dance or music or archery, a sport, or electronics or anything. We're talking about kids that are, say, 10, 11, 12, 13, at that point in which they are focusing their energy and maybe choosing a possible career path. And so you put in your zip code and you will find things that are local to you. And I highly recommend it. They will be sponsoring Dad Chat next week and giving away some good prizes. So I would recommend that you join us at Dad Chat next week. Speaking of Dad Chat, tonight we're talking about social media safety and our kids. This is obviously an issue that everyone's well aware of. And we have an expert on it who's written a big column on it. His name's DJ Thistle. So I hope you'll join us this Thursday, 6 p.m. That's today. At 6 p.m. West Coast time and 9 p.m. East Coast time. Dad Chat's been going on for also a little over 4 years. No, I think it's a little over 3 years. So it will continue, as will my columns and all the other things I do, even though the radio show will not continue, at least in its current form here at KZSB AM 1290. I may be doing a new incarnation of it, and so stay tuned. It'll be on my website, but I'm not sure. I don't want to do a podcast. I have a little bit of an ego about that, but I've really enjoyed being in a studio when I am, which I am presently for this last show, and having the expertise of my producer, Richard Dugan, who has been guiding me for 4+ years, and my mentor of sorts, Les Carroll, the station manager. A big thank you to both of them. And also to Arthur von Wiesenberger, who preceded me today, who not only first bought my column, but brought me on as a guest on his own show, his travel show, and liked what I did, brought me back, and then one thing led to another, and here I am almost four and a half years later. This week's I'm Not That Dad vlog is called Sunrise at the Equator, and it's really beautiful. It's only about a minute and 15 seconds, but it's quite a stunning time-lapse video that I did when I was in off the coast of Africa. I can't help but reflect a little bit on the news, which is really disturbing right now. I have some new favorite people. First, top of the list is California's own Nancy Pelosi, who I now am calling Nancy Paloopy. And that's because she is so naive, and I would hazard a guess, so stupid as to call Hamas a humanitarian organization. Speaking of naive or stupid, no disparagement meant to my radio station, but the BBC news is horrid. It is almost literally anti-Semitic in how it portrays what's going on in Gaza, and it's very disturbing. The people in Gaza, Hamas, use children to as human shields to get them killed and maimed so they have video to promote their cause. And by the way, where are the statistics coming about the number of casualties? From one source, Hamas. It's sort of odd. And the fact that they hide weapons in the UN-controlled schools, what is the UN's part in all this? Now, speaking of idiots, in this case, I was referring primarily to Nancy Pelosi, who said, let's pass the bill so we can read it. I mean, she is so foolish, and it's beyond my ability to even understand how somebody like that can remain in public office. But then let's talk about some Hollywood fools, of which there are a whole lot. So my new names for Penelope Cruz, her husband Javier Bardem, and Madonna are Penelope Crud, Harvey Bardem, and Madummy, because they signed a petition along with a whole lot of Spanish actors and that wonderful director, Pedro Almodóvar, I believe, another political fool, even though he's very talented, as are all of them. But they signed a petition accusing Israel of genocide. Now, are they that stupid to not understand what genocide is? Israel is putting troops on the ground and lobbing bombs on targets and pre-warning the residents, announcing with leaflets, trying their best not to kill civilians, only after 3,000 bombs have been shot into civilian areas by Hamas, and again, Hamas using human shields. But Israel is accused of genocide. It is beyond belief the repeat we're going through of the anti-Semitism throughout the world. Just look at a map of the Middle East. Look up on Google the Arab world and Israel. And look at the size of Israel, where there's no oil. And look at the size of the Arab world, which numbers 500 million or more people. And let's talk about how many great cures for disease, great technology has come out of that Arab world, and how much has come out of Israel, which actually has the third most patents of any country in the world. But it's the Jews' fault. So Penelope Crud, Harvey Bardem, and Madummy, I am never going to participate in anything you ever do again. And adding to that is my other favorite total idiot. He was on TV accusing Sean Hannity of being the real terrorist. And I'm talking about Mr. X Kate Perry, Russell Brandy idiot. If you watched him speak, he clearly was high. He was obviously ill-informed, as are so many of these actors. Why don't they just stick to acting? The sad thing is I've loved Penelope Cruz as an actress. I find her astonishingly beautiful in a very offbeat way. And I think Javier Bardem is an incredible actor. But I cannot watch them anymore. Long ago, I stopped watching or listening to anything Barbara Streisand did or Sean Penn for the same reason. We won't go to Susan Sarandon and her ex or that great idiot of all time, Alec Baldwin. It's just astonishing. It's just astonishing. Anyway, this is my last show, so I won't have to rant about this stuff anymore. I will write about it still. I'm writing a little bit more about politics, a lot more about social media, less about parenting because my kids are older. But older kids usually mean older problems, and I've certainly had my share with my older son, but he's doing really well. And my younger son is leading a very independent life now. Will they ever self-support? I don't know. They're interested in showbiz and music and theater, so I couldn't have picked, not that I had any choice in it, less likely careers to actually be successful financially, even though both boys have a lot of talent and I'm supporting their efforts. So that's it for the moment. Stay tuned for Pastor Drew. No, it's Sherilyn after these messages. Bruce Allen.